Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Weekly Word. I'm in beautiful Oahu, Hawaii, and I'm actually sitting at a park that's out here in Waikiki near Fort DeRussy. This is an amazing time because God is preparing us for His new year, which is going to start on Saturday, March 29th. So we just passed through the Feast of Purim, and as we all know, that significance is Esther fasting and praying for 3 days, calling the whole province of Susa to come together. And then she comes before the king. And then she asks the king for his gracious favor to protect her people, the Jewish people, from annihilation. And so this is a time where God is restoring us. He's cleansing us. He's renewing us. He's getting us in a place of purity and wholeness before we step into the brand new year. So you've been promoted. Yay, hallelujah. And now God is taking you through that cleansing process. And that cleansing process is going to continue through the 1st of Nisan all the way through the 10th of Nisan, which we find in Exodus chapter 12, where God spoke to Moses and said, get a lamb, and we're going to kill that lamb, and we're going to put its blood on the doorposts, and then we're going to step into Passover. And of course, that is a time where we remove the leaven from our homes. And so God is getting us ready, right? He's getting us ready. And so this is a preparation time. He's restoring things back to that place of righteousness, purity, and holiness. It's something He's doing in the nations all over the world. We know in the United States of America, He has taken us through quite the process of healing, process of restoration and wholeness, and this is going to continue. So grace is overflowing to us that we might submit our hearts to God, and we might come into that place of saying, Lord, I want you to restore my temple. That's your personal space, right? You're the brand new spirit. You have a brand new spirit. The Holy Spirit lives on the inside of you, and you are indeed the temple of the Holy Spirit. And so because you're His temple, you need to have a continual time of refreshing and renewal. And so on the Hebrew calendar, this is that time of restoration and that time of renewal where God is taking us through a process. So you've probably been hearing from the Lord, you need to get rid of some of the things in your life, right? Because we're coming up onto a brand new year. He's saying, listen, I need you to shift your relationships. I need you to shift finances. I need you to shift jobs, houses. We talked about that last week. And so now that you're going through that process and it's going to continue, He is restoring and He's bringing about a pureness, a wholeness, and a holiness, another level of righteousness to what it is that He is asking you to step into. So it's a special time. You know, the first 3 months of the religious calendar, Nisan, Iyar, and Sivan are my absolute favorites because they really reveal a lot about the grace and beauty of the Lord, the favor that His people have with Him. Of course, when we think about the favor that Esther had with the king, we are the church. Esther is the church, and she has great favor with the king. And praise God through Jesus Christ that He died on the cross, was buried, resurrected, and ascended to properly position us to be with Him. So let us enjoy as He takes us through a process of restoration. Now, I want to read from Psalm chapter 51, verse 10, where the psalmist, which we believe is David, King David, he says what? He says, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit. And so this is a special time where God is saying, listen, I want to create a clean heart in you. See, He wants to properly position us. He wants to position your temple of the Holy Spirit to step into the brand new year. He may be calling you to step into a fast, a time of completely having your soul cleansed. And we're still in Adar, of the month of Adar. Remember, it represents the dwelling in the presence of the Lord in our limited capacity. So our soul is limited, our mind, our will, and our emotions in so many ways. But when we ask God to restore us, to create a clean heart in us, what God is doing is He's properly positioning our soul to expand to the capacity that it needs to be so that we can move into the next level fullness that He has for us. Okay, so you're coming into a new aspect of fullness. And with that fullness, it means that God is preparing you and preparing your heart right now to take more. He's preparing your soul to take on more. Come on, I feel that in the spirit right there. See, God is speaking to us. Listen, we need to rest in Him. And we need to have our souls restored so that our capacity can increase. So Adar is all about that. So here we're stepping into the last week, okay? We've only gonna have like about another week before the calendar completely turns over in Exodus chapter 12. Those are the scriptures for our brand new year, starting with Nisan. And so He's cleaning up some things. He's getting your soul ready to receive more in this new year. Now, come on, this is an exciting time. You need to share this with some friends because this means that whatever was old, the old has passed away and the new has come. It's a new season. We say that all the time, but it really is a new season that is coming up on Saturday, March 29th, when the calendar turns over. So this is that last week of rest and preparation for the transition that we're going to happen when we come into the brand new Hebrew New Year. Now, if you haven't yet gotten a copy of my book, 365 Prophetic Revelations from the Hebrew Calendar, now's the time to start with that. Why? Because you're going to have the opportunity to start in the first month of the year, because the book goes from Nisan all the way to Adar. So it rolls with the religious calendar year, not necessarily the civil calendar, which starts at Tishri, okay, which is actually 7 months from now, okay, almost 7 months from now. So it is a time where you can start on the that first day on Saturday, March 29th, reading through it, gaining prophetic revelation, and starting your journey. You can get a copy of that at CandiceSmithman.com, as well as MP3 files that are going to walk you through the rest of the year. Now's the time to get started with that so you can step into every feast and the validity of the feast. Because the first feast we're going to come into as soon as we enter into the brand new year is going to be on Nisan 14, the Feast of Passover. That's in Exodus chapter 12. All of this is Exodus chapter 12, getting ready to start the brand new year. So God is preparing us. He's saying, get your heart ready. Let's create in you a clean heart, just as King David was asking God to do. So it's a special moment and a special time for kingdom advancement. And I just want to encourage you today that God is already shifting things. He's already prepared a place for you. You're already getting ready to step into a brand new season. I saw yesterday that there was actually gold that was being released from heaven. So some of you are getting ready to step into some real intense supernatural provision for your brand new year. God is pleased and happy to do this. God is pleased to see His people prosper and to engage with Him at these next levels. And so this is a great time. It's really a great time. You should be entering into greater moments of peace. Some of the warfare should be subsiding. The warfare, a lot of times it comes, it always comes with promotion, but it does sometimes come right around Purim, because of course that's what Esther and the Jewish people were experiencing prior to her coming before the king and asking for grace upon her people, which the king did extend. So what is God challenging you to do in this new year? See, this would be equivalent to December on the Hebrew on the Gregorian calendar. This month of Adar, this is the 12th month. So what is it that God's asking you to do this upcoming year? I want you to think about that. I want you to rest in that. I want you to take a proper position in that and then say, God, what are the new things? What is the vision that you're giving me for the new year coming forward? What are some of the amazing things that you want to do in and through me? Because remember, this isn't about how much you know, where you've been. It's about God as our source. God is your source. He's your source in all things. So how much are you releasing unto Him so that He can be more of your source? How much are you learning to rest in Him that He might be more of your source? See, it's not about the fact that you've got to do more. It's about the fact that you've got to learn to rest more in all that He's accomplished and done so that you can be empowered. When we talk about restoring the joy of our salvation, the Lord wants to take us to new level places of resting more in Him. How are you going to have your joy, the joy of your salvation, really be advanced if you don't know how to rest in the Lord? Begin to start asking those questions. I have my send calls that I do every month. Maybe you want to join me for those. The next one is on Thursday, March 27th. Love to have you join. It's free, 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. Eastern, wherever you are from the world. And there's a little link below. You just got to sign up so we can send you the Zoom link. And with that, you're going to learn how to go to next levels of rest. This is not about doing more. It's about resting more, and God does it through you. See, when Esther, she prayed and she fasted for 3 days, what she was doing is she was laying herself before the Lord. She was laying herself as an offering before the Lord for her people. And in doing so, she had to release more in order to see God step in and do more. See, that's something you need to write down. See, you need to release more so that God can step in and do more. And see, part of our problem is we keep thinking, well, you know, God's bringing me into a new season. He's going to require so much more from me. Listen, anything that God would require of you, He has already properly positioned you to be at next levels of receiving more to be able to give more. God's not going to ask you to give more of what you don't have. He's going to ask you to give more of what He's supplying for you. So what is it that He's supplying for you? What is it that you're getting ready to step into? How are you consecrating yourself here over the next week before we step into the Hebrew New Year, the first day of the year? Remember, this is Exodus chapter 12, and God spoke to Moses and said, let this be your first day of your first month. He said, listen, get rid of all the bondage of Egypt in your soul, because I'm taking you to a new place and I want to mark that day. You've got 1 week before we're coming into this. Come on, this is getting exciting. Or about 10 days or so. This is getting exciting. So get in that quiet place with God. Get out your pen. Start to journal. God, what is coming that you're trying to prepare me for? See, preparation comes when our mind, our will, and our emotions come into alignment with God. Not only alignment and knowing His times and seasons, which I'm helping you to know with each one of these weekly broadcasts, which I hope you're sharing with your friends, because they are targeted to help you understand who God is in every single month, so you know what He's doing. It's not that difficult to prophesy if we know the Hebrew calendar, because we know what's been, we know what is, and we know what's coming. And God wants His people to be aware. He wants you to be aware of when is getting ready to come forth. And so I just want to encourage you right now. I feel the presence of the Lord. I want to pray for you. Father, I thank You for my friend. I thank You, Lord Jesus, for a release from heaven, Father. I thank You, Lord, that they are praying, they're fasting, they're giving, they're doing what's necessary to step into those next level relationships with You, Lord, that's going to open them up to You being their source in this season. Just as You were King David's source, and he came to You and said, create in me a clean heart, O God, and restore unto me the joy of my salvation. I ask that for those that are watching today, Father, that their joy would be restored, that they would step into new places of peace and rest in the soul. See, when we're resting in the soul, come on, I'm speaking to you right now. When you're resting in the soul, your capacity increases, your faith increases. So Lord, I ask You to increase the faith of my friend right now so they can go to those next levels of really increasing their capacity to receive more from You. Lord, we praise You and we thank You right now, Lord, as You're taking us all to those places. Let us just humbly submit. Come on, just humbly submit right now to the Lord. Submit your worry, your fear, your concern, your anger, your frustration, your disappointment, and put on a new level of faith. Lord, I thank You for the power of restoration coming unto Your people now in the mighty name of Jesus. Come on, just feel that. God is restoring. He's shifting, he's restoring, and it requires next levels of faith. See, you cannot please God without faith. Without faith, it is impossible to please God, but he's a rewarder of those who seek him. So what do we need to do? We need to seek him, and we need to go to those next levels of faith. Maybe you need to be saying to God this week, Lord, teach me how to walk at new levels of faith. Because that will reveal what your capacity is. Because as he's increasing our capacity, he's increasing our capacity for greater faith in him, greater trust in him, greater obedience. Obedience is better than sacrifice. God is setting you up today for next levels of the greater, because he is greater. It's next levels of trusting him more, of believing in him more, of believing in his goodness and his greatness and how much he wants to bless you. Because listen, he just loves to bless. He sent his son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross and shed his blood, be buried, resurrected, and ascended, that we might be set free from the bondage of sin, death, and the grave, and properly positioned to live, fully live in eternal and everlasting life. So this is a good moment. This is a good moment. This is a historic moment here in 2025, as we're going to be ending this 12th month of Adar and stepping into the brand new year. So the key word for the next 10 days or so is restoration. God is restoring, he's strengthening, he's building in Adar, which means the power and strength to dwell in limited capacity. Go into his courts of praise, go into his courts of his word, of meditation, which is biblical meditation, meditating on the word of God, positioning your mind, your will, and your emotions to sit with him in heavenly places and be in that place of rest. All right, come out and join us for my ascension calls on Thursday, March 27th. Sign up below with that link so we can get you a Zoom link to join us. Also, get a copy of my book, 365 Prophetic Revelations from the Hebrew Calendar. If you're out of the United States of America, you can get it on Amazon. You can get it in any major bookseller. It will be there. Just ask for it. And God is doing great things. Also, get ready for the new year by signing up for one of our Dream Mentors classes. These are classes that are going to help bring transformation to your soul. This is a great time to do that. You're stepping into the brand new year on Nisan, first day, first month of the year. Get yourself ready. Go to dreammentors.org. Find out how you can be a part. We've got biblical life coaching classes starting, our soul transformation class, our 101 class, and get in on that. Everything's done by Zoom. It's all online. You're going to connect with a coach, and the coach is going to help take you to next levels. You're going to meet people in your groups, and you're going to get credentialed. And then God is going to teach you how to start a kingdom online business. Yes, we've got teaching on that too. That's in our 401 class. So get signed up today. Go to dreammentors.org. All right. You're blessed. You're highly favored. You're above and not beneath. You're the head and not the tail. You'll lend to many and you'll borrow from none. God has got a good and effective plan for you. He's restoring your soul and he's restoring the joy of your salvation. Pass this on to a friend. That's the word for this week. Restoration in purity as we get ready for the brand new year. All right, we'll see you next week.